This recording, Minnesota 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was so sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." So my mom and me came down here for the orientation that they do every summer. And we drove around. Oh my God, it was horrible. We flew into Long Beach Airport, which was stupid in itself. And then we like got on the freeway in the middle of like rush hour traffic, and my mom had no idea where the hell she was going at all. So we ended up, we thought we were in Fullerton, but we were actually on the other side of Fullerton, like over by Malvern, and those like way over on that side of town. We stayed over there and woke up so early in the morning and had to go to orientation and stuff, and drove around, found me a place, flew back to Minnesota. A couple months later, I flew out here. Her distant cousin picked me up from the airport. I brought my cat, Nina, who I sedated on the plane. We had a layover in Vegas. It was horrible. I had a litter box in my backpack with my new computer, and when we had a layover, like, she was so drugged up that I had to bring her into the bathroom, and I had like a bag of litter, and I would put the litter out for her and hope she'd go to the bathroom, but she kept trying to run underneath all of the stalls, so I had to keep trying to catch her and like get her go, and then we had to catch the next plane to go to California. It was the most horrible experience of my life. So he showed up here, and he brought me to my apartment here in Fullerton, and I walked around for 4 days. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a fridge yet. It was really weird, and then I started school. I was a dance major at first, and then I got hurt. I hurt my knee, so then I started acting, which is cool. It's just been different and hard and stuff, but I think dance is something more that comes more natural to me, and it's something I have to work hard at, but it's more, am I lazy or not? I have no problem expressing myself in dance. finding my expression in theater is very different. It's a lot harder for me to trust myself and trust that I feel what I'm doing, because there are so many different expectations and there's so many different, you know, people, what people think is right and what people think is wrong, what certain people think is good theater, other people think is horrible theater. So it's really subjective, as opposed to dance. You know, if your foot is pointed or it's not, I know whether or not you're a good dancer. And you can see that in someone else, but it's just different. But I think so. It's cold in Minnesota. I freaking hate going back there for Christmas. I'm going back for 5 days. I'm excited. I'm bringing my boyfriend home with me again. And last Christmas, I went home for about 2 weeks. Froze my ass off. Oh, my God. It was so bad. And I wear the same boots the whole time I'm there because I don't have any other shoes. I don't own any other shoes that I want to wreck in the slush and mud of winter. You know, I have nice flats that I wear here. Like, you know, things I can wear in the rain that'll get wet, but they won't get gross and muddy. Everything there, the slush after it snows. Like, you know, the cars will be driving and stuff in the dirt and the gravel. And then Minnesota is the only state that puts salt on the roads. And so it'll melt the snow and it rusts your car. Like, Wisconsin uses dirt. The Dakotas use dirt. All that kind of stuff. We use salt that, like, it heats. It's a heating salt. So it, like, really rusts your car. It's really nasty.